MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Kobus Lutz, our CEO, Pan African Resources. Kobus, as always, appreciate your early morning time. Results to year in June, production up 12.6%, operating profits up 36%, HEPS up 69%, and that dividend up 28.5%. Your results, which come out, I mean, if I look at Pan African Resources, there's two sort of, I suppose, key themes to the company. The one is a low-cost miner, and you're achieving this. I mean, you've got, 75% of production coming in at just over, $1,150. This is one of the key drivers of Pan African, is to keep mining low cost.
Yes, Simon, and certainly in the second half of the financial year, what greatly assisted us was the performance of the Evander H-Shaft filler project. So, you know, that project doubled production in the second half and produced under $1,000 an ounce. And then obviously also the two low-cost tailings retreatment operations that we own and operate also assist both of those producing somewhere below $1,000 an ounce.
And you keep that pressure on the cost because, for example, Kumba and iron ore is a completely different commodity to mine. It's open pit and the like. But in their results, you could see them sort of mining some of the higher cost because of the elevated price of the commodity. You know, is there a temptation with your team to say, you know what, gold's 1800. We could perhaps mine something at 12, 1250, 1300 all-in sustained cost? Or is it stick to your knitting and keep that costs as low as possible and stay away from the higher cost stuff?
Well, I mean, the key is just to sort of, I guess, focus on cost escalation and to ensure that those don't run away with you. And, you know, what will also assist us in the next 3 years is the fact that we've reached a multi-year wage deal with our representative unions at Barberton, so that's great for us. I think it's a reasonable increase for everybody. And then, you know, we also are focusing quite heavily on renewables. So our first solar plant will be commissioned in November of this year at Evander. And then there's every reason to believe that we'll actually sort of extend that to the rest of the group. And within 24 months, I think we can have most of our operations pretty much off-grid during daylight hours. That's what we'd like to be. That's going to definitely assist the underground, also where the cost of electricity is some 25% of the overall cost mix.
Yeah, I mean, certainly. I mean, I get the wages, and you've spoken before about those renewables. You're bringing in, 9.9 megawatts of solar, and as you say, coming in, November? That's just 2 months' time. The other, when I think of Pan African Resources, the other key point that always comes to mind is that you go to old mines, and in some cases, very old mines, such as Barberton. But even Evander, I mean, it's part of your skill set where you go to mines which other companies have moved on from, and you're able to extract and do that profitably. And Evander, as you said, that 8-shaft doing incredibly well, and perhaps, you know, you're looking to expand there as well.
Yeah, we're looking to expand there, and also you know, that sort of underground in our view is a very exciting future. I mean, we as you say, I mean, we sort of don't have massive overheads, and sort of we have a flat structure to get things done. The other exciting opportunity, clearly, we're still busy with evaluating is Mintails.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sort of can be another Elikhulu as sort of 13 billion rand sitting on surface and gold tailings on the West Rand. And that's going to assist for everybody if we manage to get that feasibility done and build that plant.
Is that the one which was in business rescue, then liquidation? You made an offer, and now, if I understand the process correctly, it's kind of gone back into business rescue?
Well, there's a legal application to put it back into business rescue, but our feasibility studies are continuing. You know, we released the pre-feasibility yesterday as part of our results, and it's looking incredibly attractive. You can produce 50,000 ounces a year for more than 10 years at an all-in sustain, at a cash cost of less than $1,000 per ounce. Not many of those sort of opportunities around.
Yeah, and as you say, billions of ZAR essentially lying on the ground there. Last question, you've kept your guidance for a minimum 195,000 ounces for the 2022 financial year, and I would through to June next year. You did just over 200,000 in this current year under review. Is that just sort of a sense of caution? Because I look at it in the new stuff coming on, and I think 200,000 should be a fairly easy ask.
Cool. I wouldn't say it's an easy ask, but I think it's doable, and if you remember, I mean, we started the last year with guidance of 190, and then we revised it up to 195, and ultimately ended up over 200. I mean, it'd be nice to get there again. It's much better to exceed guidance.
Yeah, no, and when I say easy ask, let's be very clear. I'm the chap sitting in a nice warm office in Johannesburg. I'm not out there in my mining boots actually doing the mining. Kobus Lutz, CEO, Pan African Resources, appreciate the time this morning. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.